Welcome back to another episode of Stretch
and Fade in the clothes we wore last week.
Because I don't change my clothes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm a dirty bitch.
Yeah.
Can you get that on the record?
Yep.
Yeah, I hate when people say, scratch that from the record.
We should have a court reporter just because.
Just cuz?
Just relax. Dude spends one day in L.A.
Forget about it, cuz. Nah, for real, man. Hey, what it is?
Almost slipped out right there.
Wait a minute, what? What slipped out?
What it is, ho? You almost gave it. You almost gave it.
One of these days, it's going to be an evolutionary, like, it'll be there.
Yeah.
Get right out
and
there.
Just your, let's talk about Ryan's shoes, man. Those shits are ass. Oh, here's
man,
my.
Man, those shoes are ass, yeah. Man. For real. Like,
okay,
for
do a Ryan impression now.
Yeah, guys, I'm quite upset. I gotta get this thing going.
That's it, dude.
Bingo. My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And Fade.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing our boy Spock on today because Spock, I'm going to let him tell, Spock get in here. I'm going to let him tell it, but he did.
I also just want to reiterate too that Spock was so happy to come on. Noel basically fucking forced him off the set.
Yeah.
Spock out of embarrassment basically was getting around the corner. He's like, not that far, fucking idiot. Yeah. And he had to sit like closer. So
okay, well, let's
this remember. Is your good friend.
Yeah. Well, Spock knows when I'm in podcast mode.
Yeah, it's just that content creator.
Yeah, he does this
creator.
Thing. Yeah, he calls it podcast mode.
Yeah, when I start hitting him.
Podcast mode.
Yeah. It's like a good superhero form.
Oh, shit, dude. Two brass knuckles.
Podcast mode.
Yeah. Stop. Alina doesn't like that one.
Yeah.
This thing is crazy.
We do need to just get this the fuck off.
Yeah.
It's the loudest fucking thing. Noah's yeah. Like, yo, what happened? Like, it's so loud. Good God.
Bring fidget spinners back. What's up? Welcome to the pod.
Yeah. Noah's been hyping up this fucking story, so I hope it's good.
It's pretty damn good.
I don't know if it's as good as you think, but
I think
maybe it
what
is.
What kind of show are we running here, man? We got to have gold.
It is.
Or you have to have the confidence to
I give think
us
you'll
gold.
Think it's interesting because I thought of an interesting like analogy.
Okay.
So basically, the story goes, my friend, every year on his birthday, we're all DJs, right? So me and my boys,
yeah,
we're all DJs.
This. He's a sick DJ.
I'm a sick DJ.
From LA.
Yeah. From LA.
Yeah.
From LA.
You get pussy, you sling coke,
yeah.
And you drop beats.
Yeah. Wait, literally. From where again? From where?
LA.
Yeah.
LA.
LA.
So from LA. So my friend calls me. He's like, yo, I'm doing a birthday thing. Every year on his birthday, he does this like show in Hollywood. You know Hollywood.
I've seen the sign.
So it's there. It's in Hollywood. He
and just reiterate, this is like a sick ass show that his friend puts on every year yeah. For his birthday yeah. With like all his sick ass DJ
yeah. We're DJs.
It's in LA.
It's in Hollywood.
Okay. In-law.
Yeah. It's right. In-law in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a dubstep show. I don't know if you know
is
anything
dubstep
about dubstep.
Still, is dubstep still around?
It is still
oh,
around.
Oh, you're
be careful,
hey,
dude.
Hey.
Be careful.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
So.
He has no idea.
He has no idea.
I literally have no idea.
Guys, I didn't say that. Yeah. I don't know which of these 20 cameras.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I'm glad we have 20 cameras set up to yeah.
Yeah. We are at Richard Nixon's hearing right now with the amount of fucking cameras we have.
It's crazy. I just have to
We also have just a fucking Saudi prince here with his white pants. You man in the fucking cameras here. Is what
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Hey, you get that out of there.
It's crazy.
When Ryan goes shopping for pants, he's like, which one will show my helmet the most?
Welcome to Kohl's.
Yeah.
I have all this Kohl's cash. Can I buy some pants? Jesus.
Hi, I would like a pair of pants that shows my penis. Uncomfortably.
I'm kind of hard.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And then, do you have any light-up shoes?
Yo, bring
hi.
Those back.
Yeah, hi. I'm 35, and I would like a pair of shoes that are pink, green, purple, red, yellow, blue, like and orange.
You know what, Ryan? Honestly, I think it's gone too far.
I didn't see his shoes before, so I thought you were just being mean, but you weren't.
I think they've gone too far. They've gone too far.
I'm these about two, to go into podcast mode. Watch out.
Podcast mode. You're at a party. Anyway,
I'm at a party.
Whoa. This is a show,
dude. This is a dubstep show.
But you said it's your friend's birthday.
So that's what my friend just called me. He's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Do you want to play it? I'm like, yeah, cool.
Okay.
I don't really know. He does it every year. I did it last year, too. DJed party in Hollywood last year, my friend's birthday. Yeah, he's a DJ. Yep. So it's a dubstep show in LA, in Hollywood.
I have fully captured that picture.
Just, I just want to make sure that's clear.
Just want to make sure you know.
It is crystal clear.
So anyway, I don't really want to play dubstep.
Yeah.
But it's a dubstep show. So what I've been doing the past few shows, I don't really play, I'm not really a DJ anymore. So the past few shows don't really DJ anymore.
But you said you were a DJ.
I was a DJ, currently not as much anymore. For things like, now? I just produce the music, I don't really DJ.
Okay.
So he calls me to DJ it and I'm like, cool, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, okay, I'm only playing like, top 40, 2012 top 40 music.
Sure.
Awesome. Pitbull, Kesha,
Skrill.
Lady Gaga.
Skrill?
Skrill? No Skrill.
No Skrill.
No Skrill.
That's not top 40. How's that not top 40?
Because that's like dubstep.
Yeah, but that's a dubstep deal. So why
right, my boy doesn't play dubstep anymore.
My boy doesn't. I just didn't. Okay. And there's like
Is
five other people.
Gig?
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay you then.
No.
I want a dubstep thing. You kind of
no,
come and not play
but
any
nobody
Skrill,
told
dog?
Me. Nobody told me that.
That was the first thing you said at the dubstep. Or you said you just want to DJ it.
Well, he just said it's my birthday event. So basically, every week there's this event thing that they do free shows. Every week it's like a secret lineup. Nobody really knows who's going to be there.
Okay.
So whatever. It's just like a weekly thing. Sure. And then every year, my friend does like a birthday show with them. Okay. So that's what it was. Mm. I did the same thing last year. I played 30 minutes of like top 40 stuff and 30 minutes of dubstep. Everyone loved it. So I was like, cool, I'm going to do the same thing again this year, but I don't want to play dubstep. I'm just going to play like fun music. And so I did.
Okay. Dude, you're in trouble.
Dude, dubstep is not fun.
Yeah, no, okay,
anybody who like it, they would admit this. Like yeah. Dubstep is not, this chair is also broken. Ryan, no, I'm joking. Can we put your shoe
get
under
those
here?
Goofy ass yeah, shoes over here and yeah, fix yeah.
those fucking, no, those fucking foam. Those foam posit.
These are yeah. good shoes.
Weird dude. Color pastel mud boots you got on over here. And
hey, man, bowling's in later.
Yeah. Nice.
Ryan's anyway. Gripping the fucking guitars yeah. again. That's funny.
Yeah, it's yeah. shaking.
That's a good one. So you go to the
anyway,
deal,
so
you're playing it, people are
I'm playing
pissed.
The thing. A lot of people love it.
Okay.
Some people don't love it.
Okay.
And they're really pissed. And they're holding up like, you know, they like they type little things on their phone and like oh, show that yeah, it's yeah, like yeah, sell out. Like
someone
says
someone held up sell out.
And there's somebody posted a video like from behind the DJ booth of and it's me. I'm playing
wasn't it hot in here?
Hot in here. I'm playing hot in here and somebody's holding a sign that says sell out. And it's just really funny because it's like what? Like, I'm just having fun.
How long did the dubstep era even last?
It's still going, still but it's going. Different. So now it's much more like you're a metal guy, so you'll get it's much more like underground. It's like underground death metal is what it's like now. So, like,
now it's not like mainstream to like
it's
it anymore.
It's but ironically, it is more mainstream, but it's like the like underground fan base.
I'm so lost on even like electronic music in general. So, to where it's like, cause like I hear stuff like, I see like mansion tours of that fucking guy, what's his name? Zed?
Yeah.
Does he make, is that a dubstep?
No,
guy?
He's no. like pop. All the dubstep kids would hate him.
And can we just be really clear right now? So Spock did not know this was a dubstep show. It was just yeah, like his, it was just his homie hitting him up being yeah. like, you want to come play? He's like, I did the same thing last year. I'm gonna just play the
sure.
the fun stuff. And his boy's like, yeah, cool. So he goes and does it. But what I wanted to talk about today
yeah.
were the fucking comments.
Yeah, they're,
bro,
I'll have to show you some.
Bro, we're gonna read some right now. When we say people were pissed, that's an understatement.
Was it was the set like posted somewhere or something like that? Or
no,
what?
No,
like,
it was just the people there were like so mad that they came and commented on like
on your stuff,
on my on not really on my stuff, but on like the like event
the
thing.
Event page.
Like yeah. Like on like the Instagram, they posted like
dude,
you know whatever.
Can we say the names of the people posting too?
They're just like Instagram handles.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, that's funny.
Is it?
I think so. Shrekboy22 says, dude, the fucking music sucked.
No, bro. Let me.
I kept playing Fetty Wap on repeat.
Let me.
So, go real ahead. Quick, just to. It's kind of the equivalent of like if you showed up to like a free death metal show and like one of the bands just played Justin Bieber. So, like, some
that's
people.
A super. See. That's too much of an extreme way. I feel like you're saying it's a
it's
death
not
metal show.
Because so the like the whole dubstep scene right now is very like death metal-y. Like it's
super
all about
elitist.
Like mosh pits and the elitist and like we're hardcore.
Yeah, okay.
And so I just showed
up. Because the drop goes so hard.
Right. It you get it now.
Yeah. Is it still the same kind of like
I'll say it's like
I'll show you some because it's very like metal adjacent.
It hits harder now.
Yeah, it's much harder now. And all the branding is like evil, scary.
Nice.
Fuck. But yeah, so it's kind of the equivalent of that.
More mad at you. He's like so you
no, so but it's the equivalent
the
of like if you if you went to a death metal show and one like the whole lineup's death metal, one person plays Justin Bieber, you'd be like this is kind of
awesome.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some people at the show who are like we only want Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, well, fuck those guys.
Right, and so that's these people.
Yeah.
And it's just funny.
So yeah, I gotta read one of these. So this is like a top comment on one of the posts. I just want to say a big three middle finger emojis. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
To at Spock Music for completely ruining the mood and playing bullshit top 100 oldies that he didn't even try to remix for most of his set. Also, three middle fingers to the promoter for allowing him to do this at your quote big bass tings with a Z event. What an epic fail.
What's a big bass tings?
That's name of the show, big bass tings. Okay, and he says, "What an epic fail!" And he punchlines it with the fucking hand over face emoji, a yellow one, so you know he's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
epic fail.
Epic fail.
The only person to laugh that was Nick in the background.
Oh, cool! I made Nick feel something.
It's my editor. Come on, it's like one of my friends.
Harry's.
What was his handle?
Shrek Cookie Monster 22.
Wait, do the
there's Skrill Dog 75.
No. I mean,
dude, there was a funnier one. I think I didn't send
also
it.
Also, Skrillex is like, I think he has like a fucking residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he plays like all the time in Vegas.
Yeah. He's been good. Oh, wait, dude. So here's another great one. So There I was feeling sorry for the DJ because I thought he lost his USB and had to play off the club's USB with 2010's top 40 songs, only to find out he was doing that shit on purpose at a bass show. Blacklist his ass, bruh. Blacklist.
The funny thing, there was one. Oh, yeah, wait. Spock trolled all of us. That smug look on his face, don't lie. I felt like I was in a hell loop of a middle school dance party.
What were you playing?
Worst show I've ever been to.
What could you have possibly been
playing? I was playing like 2000, like literally like Pitbull.
Like,
I would have been pissed too.
No, you wouldn't. You would have loved it.
Get the fucking Pitbull off!
You would have loved it. Lady Gaga.
Mr. International.
Pitbull.
All right, I mean, it would have
Owl City, Fireflies.
Well, also, it's like, that's a nice break in between.
It's fun. That's what I thought.
Did someone play after you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice
break. It was
fun.
That's what I thought.
Dude, you know what I said? I think I got triggered because, like, they were, like, there to listen to dubstep to, like, be in hardcore mode and, like, hide from society. And Spock played a bunch of music that reminded them of standing on the wall at, like, a high school dance. And they all just got fucking pissed. Yeah. Like, they're like, yo, stop.
Turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Turn that fucking shit off, man. For real. So wait, are the dubstep people, because I know that like people at the mosh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
rap pits now, right?
That's what it is. Yeah, it's like that.
So it's like young, like younger people.
Mm-hmm. You would think. Mm-hmm. But
like even 21, you think?
Yeah, so this is like 21 and
21. Okay. Yeah.
Some of these people, like when you look at their profiles, they're too old to be acting like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some guy in his bathroom, like he's in a dark bathroom with like a flash. He's like selfie of himself without a shirt on.
Well, what's funny is like in my, it's like they're all about my age, maybe a bit younger. So like mid 20s probably. Mm. So this is all the music that like they would have been liking in like middle school and high school. So to me, I'm like, oh, this is fun music. But for some reason, they're like
extremely.
I honestly think that if you would have just played some death metal shit, they would have been like, okay.
They probably would.
This is a good breather.
They would, maybe.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird, like, for them to think I'm like trolling them or something.
Dubstep just seems so like corny, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of like, it's like, it's just a weird thing because it's so intentionally like that's why I compare it to death metal, because it's like all the branding is the same. It's the same like unreadable fonts mm-hmm. with like scary imagery and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, that's cool. But like you realize that's just a brand. Like, well, none of these people
it's
like
all
this.
These people who are like, it's the same shit with like some hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
Hardcore's really funny to me too, because it's like the underground thing where it's right. like people just don't fucking get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it's like, and like you don't give like especially straight edge guys.
Oh yeah.
Straight edge hardcore is like one of the fucking lamest things. Because yeah. all the music is like dun dun, and this guy's like, I want my tears from my eyes.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
you said I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, pleased to meet you, motherfucker. It's kind of
yeah,
people,
it's like,
you know what I mean?
It's like that, basically.
Where you're like,
yeah.
How fucking corny is this, dude? Some like super ripped like guy on stage.
Yeah. It's pretty much like that. And that's what's so funny to me is it's like, no, I was just trying to have fun. Like I wasn't this wasn't about like trolling you.
Boom!
Yeah.
I came here to rage.
We've had 5 hours of this. Like, yeah. I just wanted to have fun. And then, to see the response was just like, oh.
So triggered.
I wasn't I was just having fun. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. I'm just dying laughing at after 3 hours of.
Yeah.
You just like
want to hear some fucking
just play just like something a little soft, and it's like some fucking 27-year-old dude with like eyeliner and shit and like fishnet clothing, like, yo, what the fuck, bro?
I came here to rage. Like, what is this?
I came to rage. What the fuck?
It's so not fun. Like the whole scene is like very not fun.
Yeah.
That's the majority of metal shows too.
That's what I mean.
White trash dudes who are like big, who want to like just like fucking like punch somebody in a circle, whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, man, I don't know. I just thought it was super funny how angry these people got at you.
Really I had mad. No idea. I had no idea that dubstep was such a cool new thing.
Yeah. It's like very serious.
I didn't know that it came back in such a hip style.
It came back in a way that's like before it used to be like the raver kids. And now it's like the anti-raver kids.
Well, now it feels like, well, it should, that's what I'm saying. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, I remember like my friend would literally go to Buckle and buy jeans and like an Affliction shirt.
Yeah, it was like
And he
that.
Was listening to Asking Alexandria and like some dubstep bullshit. Yeah. That's like what it was.
Yeah. And now it's like Knocked Loose fans or something.
There you go. Hard
yeah.
Fans.
Yeah, exactly.
I want my, you don't know who I am. I don't pretend you do. This is the last time you'll break my heart.
Yeah, it's that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever happened to the fucking oldies, right? When's an AC/DC night coming back, dude?
That'd be fun.
I'd be a down for that, dude.
Yeah.
AC/DC night.
You seen that hardcore band where the guy talks about how he used to jerk off horses? I'm genuinely asking.
No.
Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
Fuck, man. It's epic as fuck. That's like the coolest thing I've ever seen out of hardcore, because the music isn't.
I like me some hardcore, don't get me wrong, but it's just those kind of bands where it's the screaming. But
no,
it's
no
like,
I know.
It's a giant, bulky man who's extremely emotionally fragile.
Yeah.
That's just about all of them.
No, this dude gives a pretty like epic rant about, he's like, every day, I used to get up and go to a horse farm. And I used to jack off the horse. It seems wild.
And everyone's like, yeah.
I always think of the Denny's thing. The Denny's slam.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking sick.
That was
I mean, that's
so
like one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
You ever see that one?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
It's like they couldn't play at this venue.
Oh, right, so they're literally
in a Denny's. What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Yeah.
So tight.
No, but then the dude's like, and I used to get up every day at 4 a.m. Bam, and I go jerk off those horses for some rich guy to sell the fucking cum.
And it, for like some absurd money. He basically worked at like a racehorsing stable.
And he's like, and then I realized either you own the horse
or you are the horse.
You are the horse. Or you just jack off the horse.
And then it just kicks off. I'm like, damn.
I would have been hyped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If a guy used that as motivation to get me the like move, I definitely would. Dude.
Yeah.
That's a fucking surreal experience.
Jerking off horses.
I am the horse.
Yeah.
It's kind of sound like he was going to beat off on stage, though. It's kind of what it sounds like. You are either jack off a horse or you are the horse.
He just stops there.
Who's going to get up here and jack this dick off?
Went to a Rammstein concert in high school, and the dude was like riding this giant mechanical dick shooting like foam into the crowd.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, Rammstein concerts rule, dude.
They have some of the best music videos, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Rammstein?
Yeah.
Don't you mean Rammstein?
Rammstein.
Yeah. You ever been to a show?
No.
Nope. They don't really tour in the States, I don't think.
No.
They don't think they really care for this country very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let you know. But I mean, I don't know. They don't.
Have they ever toured America?
Like, one, well, when I went that
to
way.
To get the bag? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if they ever want to do a DJ show in Hollywood.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'll show up and play top 40.
Yeah, dude. Yo, you fucking absolute troll.
Yeah. So what is this podcast about? Like, what is this?
Anything. Nothing.
Nothing?
Just fucking us. Nothing.
It's just kind of a thing. Like,
it's, yeah.
I've never watched it, so I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, some friend. Okay. Some friend, bro.
Yeah, no, a lot of emotional complexities, a lot of character development and growth. Yeah, man, a lot of spirits. Don't fucking laugh over there. And a lot of spiritual teachings and stuff. And we mostly, actually, we go chapter by chapter reading The Secret. And we talk about how it's applicable to our lives.
Yeah.
You ever hear that little diddle?
Yeah, I had a friend who was really into that book. And so I read it. I listened to the audiobook while I was driving Grubhub. Mm. And like years ago, and I was just like, this sounds like you just like make a goal and try to do it. Like, I don't really see the point of
that's
this.
That's the secret.
Right?
That good fucking secret, luck. Man.
You got
good
it.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, you're driving Grubhub again soon, because after that fucking nightmare set you just played, bro, you're blacklisted from this town. I just want you to know that. We actually brought you on here to see if you like want to appeal, like make an appeal to the dubstep community to remove your blacklist status.
Actually, I think that'd be actually, and especially in audio form, I think that'd be good if you just kind of made a public statement.
That's why I have all these cameras.
I feel like I'm doing it. Here, I need to hold the mic.
Yeah, go ahead. And
dubstep community, I would just like to make a formal apology and appeal to re-enlist my dubstep card. I have been slinging wubs since 2012. This has been a part of my heart. My heart beats at 140 beats per minute.
This isn't funny, guys.
Don't laugh.
I live, laugh, and breathe dubstep. Mm. I just want to make the sickest drops for you guys. I want to make the sickest mosh pits happen at the shows. I want to see all the headbangers. They call them headbangers, the fans.
Yeah, the filthiest animals on the floor.
I want to see the sickest, filthiest headbangers just out there breaking their necks on the rail.
For sure. Stop the scoffing.
Yeah, why is everyone laughing?
This is serious. So, Mr. Dubstep and all the fans, this is just my formal apology. And this will be written and posted on my website. And I would ask for just a moment of silence and solidarity with all of the headbangers that I disappointed the other night.
That was honestly very brave of you, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Hey, thank you guys, man. This was really like...
Yeah. No further questions for our client.
I feel healed.
Yeah. Damn. We're just like his lawyers in front of...
No, no.
Mr. Spock's are no more. Sorry,
that,
guys.
Like rhythm video. So there's this subgenre called rhythm.
Oh yeah.
And this is like this is where the serious kids are. And we made like a video about this like years ago, and within the community, like it was like a whole thing. Like everybody saw this video and thought it was awesome.
Yeah, and it became like a almost unironic thing.
Yeah.
Did you get invited to any rhythm shows?
No, because he was already the guy. So yeah, it was more like the people were going, dude, he gets it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And then we were kind of like, we were kidding.
Yeah.
And then they didn't get we were joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
They didn't see like the humor in it. They just were like, this is serious.
Well, it's their life.
I know.
Yeah. Dude, you just made an apology. Don't. Fuck
oh yeah,
it
yeah,
up,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Please, dude.
Fucking lightly, dude.
Show the people you have changed.
Yeah, sorry.
Please.
Sorry.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up this TikTok, and I think this actually be a great segue. Well, you'll see.
Okay.
Just to talk amongst yourselves while I dig it up.
Yeah.
So this is what I have to deal with, dude.
That's crazy.
Let me look for this TikTok. What a fucking, this is an interesting podcast, yeah.
Yeah, what a joke.
People are spending their good time listening to this bullshit, dude.
Oh, as if you care about the listener.
That's what I'm saying.
I absolutely do. Okay.
They had me on TMG. I started smoking a cigarette. I got bored.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They pulled up some dumbass like Kim Kardashian video.
It was, like, wow, this is crazy.
About, oh, whoa, Kim Kardashian wasn't into fashion?
This is crazy.
They made me wear some fucking like stupid night costume.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I didn't get it because I don't watch this dumb shit.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck. Yeah, I don't even know why he accepted to be on here, dude. The fuck?
So I show up and they're like, hey, can you wear this? I'm like, sure. And they're like, yeah, so last week they said something. What was the joke? It was dumb, right?
I don't remember. I was just trying to humiliate
you. Do you even get paid to be here?
No.
You just have a lot of time on
your hands. I humiliated the dubstep scene. You think they're going to pay me to be on?
Yeah, dude. He's on the outs with entertainment right now.
I know. I'm a loose cannon. I'm shit-talking TMG right now on the pod.
On the pod, bro.
That's true. The main producer there, he's fucking...
He's quaking in his Adidas right now.
His shoes are lighting up. He's getting ready to fight. He's getting ready to jump on him.
Mood ring.
You know, you can tell when Ryan's about to jump on you because his shoes start lighting up because his feet start twitching.
Uh-oh. Christmas tree. He's getting active.
Christmas tree.
Damn it, man. It's this TikTok of like this dude kissing his girlfriend.
Dude, run from this building. Fucking like,
we gotta get out of here,
shit.
Man. He's in podcast mode.
Oh my
podcast
god,
mode. I have to find the TikTok.
The amount of times Noel too has also said "saver for the pod" makes me want to fucking throw myself out of a building.
Yeah.
Damn,
you're in too deep, man.
He is in way too fucking deep.
Yeah, I don't even talk to my friends anymore. I just say, "Yo, save it for
I
the
will
pod."
Say this kind of this is I guess for what we're sitting here is this coaster looks like a butthole,
dude. Now that's interesting.
Oh, riveting commentary, man.
Just saying.
Is this film?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our promo thing.
Cool, man.
That was pretty cool. I'm going to get it framed up.
God damn. Here. I know I saved it.
Oh, my God. Who cares? God, dude, look at my friend here. Let's deal.
Sorry.
This is also your friend on this podcast. I don't know what to say to him.
Yeah, we don't even know each other.
I barely know him. I've talked with him once.
Why don't you fucking learn how to communicate with people, Hunter, that aren't your fucking...
Oh, I'm getting a text, man. Let me check.
Go ahead.
I feel like I was going to pull up my phone, too. I'm like, I feel like I'm not a part of the club here now.
Yeah. Cool, man. We should do like a tattoo tour or something. Oh, dude, Pantera. Hell yeah.
Pantera.
Sick, man.
Just like that. My wife did a lot of these tattoos.
Stopped talking and this podcast completely falls apart. But when,
it's true. You're the glue, dude. You're the glue.
When there's a guest, but as soon as it's just you and me, you're good to go. You got so much to say.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, we got a guest.
I'm sorry, I'm being respectful to your guest, dude.
Your
guest. I didn't invite him on.
He didn't.
That's true. He did not.
He doesn't even want me here.
Last time when we talked, we were talking
and here
about
Hunter is shaming me for being like, Spock will tee you up. And then you're like, I don't want to fucking talk to this guy.
I never said that.
It was implied.
I want to put that on record that I never said that.
No, Hunter.
Apology video.
I tell you what I did.
But when Spock walked in the building, Hunter was like, he's not going to be on that long, right? Like, this
yeah. I did say that. I said, this is our hour. Mm-hmm. I hope you realize that. Like, daddy needs his time in the light is what I said.
I said that verbatim.
Yeah. And he was like, dubstep DJ? Does anyone even listen to that anymore? Yeah. I'm like, he doesn't do that anymore. And you're like, okay, fine. I'll let him on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not even going to, you know, take your lies and we'll make them truths, dude. Yeah. That's what I got to say. You okay, Hunter?
Fucking itchy neck.
An itchy neck. Is that good podcast material?
Yeah, it's good podcast material.
Yeah, my neck is itchy as fuck right now.
Dude, did you... sorry, I just had a stroke. Are you...
That was funny. That's a good bit.
Good one, man.
Did your B-dub wings kill you? You made this threat to me yesterday. We had Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, and Hunter's like, it's going to fuck your shit up, and I ate it, and I was fine.
I'm surprised you're fine. You like usually you have anything, and you're like, oh, man, I'm messed up.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, for real, like, I don't know what I did.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. No, talk like
what
me.
What do you mean? What, you no,
it's
like
good.
It?
It's good. I like
what,
it.
You think it was racist?
Do it again. No, I wish it was a little more racist.
Oh, do your impression of Harry's mom again.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
No, come
also,
on.
Also, Harry's mom, I'd never done that. Harry, I haven't done that. And you know I haven't done that. You know I'd never do that because his mom's passed away. Actually. So I bet you feel like a real asshole now, don't you?
No, because I didn't know that.
What I don't know can't hurt me.
No.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
Well, now you know. Do the impression.
I know. No, my B-dubs was very good last night. It was good. I was just a tired boy. Had to go home. You also decided to go see a certain film at 10:30 at night, and I thought I had the courage and the dexterity to do it, but I didn't. By the time we were done eating, I can't.
Yeah.
I said, tap out.
Yeah.
Tap out. So I said, and I went home and I went to bed.
Yeah. Would you just slept?
That's all you did? Yeah. What else was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Fucking roll around in the mud like you always do.
Roll around the mud. Roll around the mud, beat off my dick a little bit. And, you know, really catch some strong Z's is what I did.
You don't beat off, man. Stop it.
No, I don't.
You don't do any physical activity.
Not at all. Absolutely not. I get up and I lay down. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's all the exercise I get every day.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm good. You said rolling around in the mud, and it reminded me of this other pretty good story. When I was DJ. I was the DJ.
Oh, dude, yeah. Tell a DJ story while I look up this TikTok.
I was in Houston on tour, and there was somebody who, like, knew some girl who was, like, the daughter of, like, a rich oil person or something. So they had, like, a 1,000-acre, like, ranch or something like that. And so we parked the tour bus there for the night, and we were just like hanging out there. And it was this dude's first day on the tour, and he was like nervous, and his buddy convinced him to get like really drunk, and they had a pig there.
Oh, I remember this. I remember this.
And everyone convinced him to go wrestle the pig in the mud. In his underwear. So he was like super drunk. Everyone was like standing around like laughing. It was really funny at first. And then we all were kind of just like, this is kind of weird. And then, so like he was just like super drunk wrestling a pig in the mud. And then like after a minute or two, everyone was just like, this is weird, man. Like you shouldn't do this. And then so like it was something that he thought would like make him accepted into the group. Mm. And then me and my buddy were like walking back to the other area, and it was just us, and they had all gone back in a car. And me and him just looked at each other and we were like, yeah, I don't think I really like that dude, Adam. Like that was really weird. And like so it was just like everyone convinced him to do something, and then everyone was like, that was weird. You shouldn't have done that.
That's like that racist one-liner you did the other week.
Which one?
When we were like, dude, say it. And I had the funny shirt on, and you were like, no, I can't. And then you said it, and it was like really fucked up. And
that happens a lot, so I don't know which one you're talking about. No.
Actually, no. This was yesterday. You were going to do a one-liner about my shirt and me, and you said it was racist. I was like, dude, you're like.
Oh, yeah. Never. I didn't even finish my thought on that.
Yeah, say it.
I forgot what it was.
Really?
I did.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Also, I wouldn't do it here. We do that in private, remember? We're good people like that.
We're racist to each other in private.
Yeah, we're racist to each other in private. like good people.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not like Ryan. who's so open about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, where did it come from, Ryan? You know where that came from.
Ryan, you know how you talk off camera.
Yeah.
To our faces.
Yeah, I have some videos on my phone recorded of Ryan where it is very questionable.
Zero videos of me on.
I love that Ryan hates when we joke about him being an awful person.
Because I'm not an awful person.
He lets it. He won't even let it go 1 second. He's like, no, 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 no. Yeah. He always does that. No, 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 no.
Stop. Stop.
Like, we talk about Ryan being like, I can't stand like pale children. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you like pale kids?
He said that specifically. He was
I don't
like
pale kids either.
Yeah, but when you say it, it's fine.
Yeah, when you say it, it's okay.
Oh.
Well, Ryan says
I'm right there with you, dude. I don't fucking like them. I don't like babies in general.
Yeah, you're not doing it, right? No kids.
Hell no.
It's just no.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You think you want to have kids, Spock?
Yeah.
How many do you think you want to have?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do like that answer, though. Think you have kids? Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like... Dude, this is such a stupid story. I was in an Uber one time, and the driver was super old, and he was just like making conversation, and I was like, what's the thing that you're most proud of in your life? And he's like, having children. And I was like,
pretty fucking
I should probably have
life.
Kids. Huh? Oh,
I thought you were gonna say pretty uneventful fucking life. If that's the,
I don't know.
That's
kids
it?
Are cool. Why would you not want to have kids?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, no. You should.
Boring.
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 Having a kid.
Imagine. Well, the kid part probably like whenever you're probably all excited, and I feel like as soon as you hear your kid talk or you figure out what kind of kid they're gonna be, you're like, you're really rolling the dice there, like crossing your fingers, like hope this is a cool kid. But imagine like the devastation in your heart when you're like, my kid fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you try to change it?
No. I don't think you can.
They just are?
It just is.
I think that's how it is. Well, fuck. Okay. You're kind of just stuck with it. Well, there it goes.
Yeah.
Do that kind of thing.
You should definitely have kids. You should have a lot of them. Yeah. With this attitude.
Rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Daddy's a gambler like, by heart.
10 kids.
Yeah, 10 kids. Like, he hates them all. Yeah. Except the one. The one that plays football and that's going to go to the military. He's like, that's the good one.
No, I think I just want, if I had it my way, it'd be a boy and a girl, and that'd be it. And I'd just be like, that's what it was.
Okay.
Good luck.
What type of luck? What does that mean?
I thought that's pretty fair. Is that not fair?
Just at 1 year old, you're like, all right, see ya?
No, whenever they're talking, like probably, I don't know, when do kids start talking? When do kids start talking? Does anyone here even have kids? I feel like there's like so many like 40-year-olds in this room, and none of them have children. Ryan, you're 43, right? How old are you?
35.
Oh, 35.
Yeah.
Whatever. Round up. 40. You 40. Have a kid, though, don't you? Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought you had a kid, too, for some reason.
It's those shoes, man. We thought you definitely had a kid wearing those shoes, dude.
I don't know. It's because you're married, and I was like, yeah, he has a kid. Well,
Noel's married.
Yeah, but, like, I saw him get married, and, like, you were already married, I think.
Yeah.
So if you're already married,
honestly,
before I know you,
you're just like, yeah, best decision you ever made, buddy.
Yeah,
is that what you said to him
when he got married?
Yeah,
I don't know if I said that.
I feel like you would have said something like that. Like that would be in your cadence. Honestly, happiest day of your life.
No, Ryan actually like he was like,
don't do it.
Do it.
I hope you had her sign some papers.
Yeah, that's what he said.
She's gonna take.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said.
All your assets gone.
Yeah.
Learn from my mistakes.
Yeah, Ryan actually broke character. He was like, bro, you got married?
Yeet.
Dude. Fucking, I'm never getting married.
To who?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what Ryan.
That's great, for the record.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's not what I heard.
I'll let you talk that shit. You're going to go on her show. You can handle that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on there tomorrow. Being like, why you suck so much, dude? Yeah, you make my boy's life like hard.
Oh, my God. You just go on her podcast and you're like, yo, let my boy come out more.
What the fuck? He's always like so like held up.
Like, let him chill.
Every time I hang out, you're always there. Like, what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah. Y'all live together or some shit? Like, it's corny.
Like, goddamn, dude. You guys are around each other all day.
Chill, dude.
Take a couple hours apart. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. No kids. Probably not going to happen. That's all right.
Wait, are you married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hunter's 45. That's why he's insecure about age and shit, because right, he's okay. 45.
I am 45. Google it.
Yeah.
Pull it up on Google. How old is me, Kenny, on Google? What does it say today? Let's see. It's always changing.
Someone's always trying to make it a smaller number, and it's like, that's not the number. Yeah, 40.
40.
40.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Always changed, but famous birthdays coming in. Very, very true.
Yeah. Very wow. Wait, click on it. Who's he associated with? I want to see that.
That's a great picture, dude.
Wow, you're 10,051 most popular.
That's pretty good.
You're a top 10,000 Meat Canyon.
Nice, dude. I'm associated with Nicki Minaj.
You're the number 3 40-year-old Capricorn, bro.
Let's go, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Ah, oh, fuck. Now people know my sign, dude.
Wow.
I'm gonna have some crazy bitches in my messages now.
Yeah.
Yeah, figured. You know what I mean?
Oh, you and Ice Spice, dude. Man.
Me and Ice Spice.
And Brent Rivera.
Wow.
Who the fuck's Brent Rivera?
You don't remember Brent Rivera?
He's
from Vine? Remember him? Is he not around anymore? What happened to him?
Yeah, he died in a car crash.
Oh, he's young, 25.
No, I'm
just, when did he die in the car?
I just saw that dude like a year ago. That's fucked.
Brent Rivera. No, I've never heard of him.
He's popular on Vine.
Is he just like a YouTube guy?
Yeah, now he is.
Yeah. Oh, he was a Vine guy as well?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. This is awesome.
This is really cool, man.
I'm like picturing a guy like who listens to our podcast just driving to work, and he's like, it's us being like, Brent Rivera, who's Brent Rivera? And he's just like,
I don't know. Yeah. If I wasn't here, what would you guys be talking about?
Bullshit. Nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing at all. I want you to know this is honestly our most exciting episode we've ever had.
It's low pressure, man.
All right, cool. I didn't know what like the vibes were here.
There's no vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's a very fucking meek and it's a bleak show.
I think I've realized the more cameras you add to a podcast,
the worse it gets.
The worse it gets.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just have like a tripod with like a fucking iPhone on it with like a ring light.
Yep.
A little VHS cam.
Yeah.
Agree. I'm still trying to find these fucking people kissing.
Also, like two guys who are married and are like old shouldn't have a fucking podcast.
What the fuck are you
all the
about?
Cool podcasts are young, hip kids living in LA talking about sucking and fucking and what all they're doing.
Yeah.
You can't get any of those stories.
That's
so you're
us. We're 16. So.
Yeah, we're 16.
You're the one.
You're
that's
40.
Like
old.
I am 40.
Yeah.
I've been around the block a time or two.
You have some crazy stories. Can you? Talk
I about, wish I was.
Can you talk
16
about Cube?
Again?
Can you talk about Cube?
Because
he,
movie?
He, no,
Cube.
He DJ'd a gathering of the Juggalos. Have we skipped over that?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Cube?
Were you bullshitting me?
I don't know what you're saying.
Were you bullshitting me about your clown love?
Oh, like the Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah, but
no, I haven't been to any of that.
No, but you're Juggalette.
Oh, Cube. I don't know why it took me so long to figure that out.
Yeah, can you talk about Cube?
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man, not,
no, man.
Nah, yeah.
No. No. I don't think I'll divulge in a Cube today. Maybe some
That's
other
a private
time.
Conversation.
That is a private conversation kind of thing. You guys can pontificate on that all you want. The guy finally in the car he's like grinning a little bit. He's like,
yes, what is this?
What kind of wacky story is that about? Yeah, oh no. Well, that'll be for some other
Holy
time,
shit.
I think.
That's
not today.
Yo, your fucking
not the,
body language.
Not the fine.
He went. You turned away.
I
that's the
turn
first
away.
Time you've turned away from
that,
me.
That's
oh
a
God,
that's
man.
Definitely a, that's that. Well, not today. not today on Cube. I don't think. Nope. Not today.
Do we have to cut this out?
Nah, I mean, we didn't say anything.
Okay. All right.
I don't think she'll know or anything like that jazz.
One day we'll have to talk about Cube.
One of these days, I'll tell the story one day.
Yeah.
When I'm ready.
Yeah.
When I'm ready.
That'll be your press release. Dude.
I'll show up in a suit and you'll know it's real fucking business.
Yeah. Oh, we're about to talk about
ICP
Cube.
Soon.
Yeah. We're talking about Cube. Yeah, Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, I went to the Gathering, dude. It was the most insane thing I've ever
seen. I hear it's really
fun. It was like...
like chaos, like a nightmare fun. Like
it was.
It's like there's a lot of shit that I know is just like you feel like you shouldn't be there, but then it kind of keeps reeling you back in where you're like, oh, God. And then kind of keeps presenting itself. It's a very, you know, they love each other. They love each other there.
They, yeah.
So it's a very open atmosphere.
Very it is open extremely atmosphere. Open.
It was really crazy.
Did you play there?
Yeah, I DJ'd for these rappers that were performing.
What are the rappers' names?
City Morgue.
City Morgue. Yeah. It's like a bank.
City
this,
Morgue?
Does a little bit? Yeah, like I know Morgue is what it is, yeah. But I just, I don't know. City Morgue City. Financial.
Yeah, I guess it could, yeah.
City Morgue. Maybe I'm just thinking Citibank.
Yeah.
Yeah, Citibank. But yeah, it was...
Don't shake your head. That's what you're thinking of, buddy. Trust me. Trust me.
They throw great, stuff at you.
Great rates there, all right? Honestly, great place to get a home and loan. You'll find out about it when you're older. Don't worry.
Yeah. They throw stuff at you.
Like what?
Like...
Oh, bro, how do we miss that?
Hot dogs.
You have to tell that.
Hot dogs.
Did you eat them?
No, so it was really interesting. I don't really know why. Whether they like you or not, they throw stuff at you. So I was fully prepared to like, they throw like Faygo at you and stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but they also throw other things. And like Riff Raff the day before had just got like booed off stage and like got a bunch of shit thrown at him and he left. So I was like worried about that. But yeah, so I'm up there DJing. I'm a DJ. And they...
he doesn't really do that anymore, but...
Yeah.
He did it for the
but
Gathering.
But I did it for the Gathering.
Can you play some of your music over the mic so we can hear it?
Well, I was playing their music.
No, I meant like your new music. You keep saying you're a DJ, but you're not a DJ anymore. So what the fuck do you do?
Listen, I just make rap beats.
Like on Spot, like in Spotify? Can I check it? Like,
yeah.
Type in Spock music?
Yeah, yeah. I'll come up. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, don't say come on because I don't know.
No, I said I'll come up.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're throwing stuff. They were like... I thought they were burnt hot dogs, but they were just raw hot dogs spray painted black. I don't know why they spray painted. You could just throw a regular hot dog. I don't know why.
Hot dogs are pretty inexpensive, so you can just...
Yeah, but why spray paint them?
Hey,
I didn't get it.
You got a
so, yeah,
can
throw
of spray
them,
in your hand.
And, like, they'd hit the stage and just, like, explode. So they're just, like, exploding hot dogs and pickles.
Was the set at least lit?
It was lit. It was pretty lit.
Bro. How many people were there?
A couple thousand? Yeah, probably like 10,000.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of people.
Maybe like 5,000 to 10,000.
That's a lot of
people. There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're throwing stuff. Like I got hit in the face with a pickle. And it was just something hit me in the face. And I was like, oh, what?
Did you hook up with any juggalos or juggalettes?
No.
Did you try?
No.
Dude, can I just Spock messaged us that night. He goes, I'm back at the hotel now.
Well, what? Is it okay if we talk about your private conversation?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I said
no, go ahead.
Crazy,
no.
Right? Yeah.
No.
I'm just respectful, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up. Garrett says, I'm back at the hotel now. Bro, they throw stuff on stage, whether they like you or not. They're throwing pickles like I hit in the face. It's just such a crazy thing to type after doing a set.
Because I didn't really have time to process it. And then I get back to the hotel, and I'm laying in bed, and I was like... My face kind of hurt. I was like, I really got hit in the face with a pickle tonight.
You didn't camp out at the...
No, because I was only there for the one day, and then I had to go home.
Leave.
Yeah,
I see,
yeah.
I see. Where is it at? Is it always in the same spot?
It's always the same spot. It's in the middle. It's like an hour outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
So it's like fully just in the middle of nowhere.
Hmm.
And like, yeah.
How big was the pickle?
There was a couple different sizes. Mm. So... They were throwing the little baby ones, the little tiny ones. And the one I got in the face with was a little bigger, but it wasn't a full size.
That's
pickle.
Aim though.
I know. I don't know how they do it. Just yeah.
Hunter, you okay?
I'm just listening to the story.
All right.
You're the one who took let me tell you something.
Oh, here we go. Here's the Hunter, let me tell you something. Go ahead.
If I hear a private text between us being just thrown around without permission, I'm gonna be fucking livid. I don't give a shit what little bubblegum show you're on. I'm going to fuck you up, dude.
Okay. Well, it'll be this show.
Well, this is our show, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, if I see anything else,
yeah,
I'll walk.
Oh, then I'm going to do it.
Hey, come on, man. I'm a crucial part of the show. Come on now.
Yeah, I want
you're supposed to... You're supposed to say, no, no.
Yeah, no. If you're,
I'm sorry.
If you say that. If you just told me you're going to like walk to come whoop my ass, I'm leaking so many texts.
No, no, I'm walking. I'm leaving the show. That's what I mean by walking.
Oh, then I won't do that.
There we go. Now I feel validated, so I feel this is fine.
I'm a little mad because these mics are really cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And this is like...
We are kind of a DJ and kind of not, so we don't know what the fuck to give you. We didn't know what the fuck. Didn't know if I should have like a MIDI pad up here or if I was like a fucking some kind of shit. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, dude. I used to use these a lot.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
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 Damn, we just get you CDJs for no reason.
Yeah, mixing the podcast.
Yeah, real-time mixing. Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore,
so
though.
What do you do now, man?
Yeah, nothing. Fucking lazy piece
not
of
a
shit.
Thing. Just be a piece of shit, usually.
You're like a little animator or something. You make like cartoons or something, right?
I make cringe for children, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I do.
CFC.
That's my job title. I have quite the quirky fan base online.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I make cringe for children.
CFC.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I love that phrasing, man.
No problem, dude. Not really sure if that's a response, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's like a really awkward like interaction with like a uncle or something where it's like you're trying desperately to be like, well, I guess that's it. Yeah, it's like people are just like we're lingering here, like almost like somebody's like you have to spend time.
Yeah,
so it feels like that. And I got a giant fucking clock right there, just being like,
eight more minutes.
Not yet.
Yeah. This happens when you do 3 hours in a row.
This has been a slog of an episode.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
See, you agree, right? You can feel it in there. Everybody can. Ovi back there, she's
no,
just like...
No, you're fucking being insecure.
And she's going to have to run up after this and be like, it was great. And then she's lying to her straight to her face.
Yeah. Knowing full well this shit sucks.
Yeah, it's a fucking brutal one. Mm. And you know what? We did our best. And you know what? Here's the thing, too. Here's a fucking newsflash, dude.
Well, we did three in a row.
Well, that's what I'm saying is don't get your hopes up when listening to this. Moving forward, even. There's going to be some duds. That's what this whole episode is a box of milk duds, dude.
That's every podcast.
I agree. I'm seeing it right now.
I don't listen to this shit, dude. Yeah.
I don't blame you. I don't
blame
you.
It's funny you make jokes about the guy in the car. He turned it off already, like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's definitely at work, and he's just like, what a great
dubstep.
One.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he heard
dubstep. No.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's a dubstep DJ? Click.
Wait, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comments like, anyone else think the pods just felt a little off lately?
Oh, dude, every time.
Yeah.
You have one bad episode. Are they okay?
Yeah.
I think Hunter has diabetes. You're like, what does that have to do with anything?
Hey, wow, so you have eyes.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh.
No, his episode was good. The first 30, just flaming Ryan. That was fun.
Yeah.
I do wish that we could have flamed him more.
Yeah, we could. Dude, we got four left. We could fucking rock out.
We do.
Ryan, did you ever get bullied in high school?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, damn.
Now sad. Now it's fucking sad, dude.
Fuck you.
Not
fun,
you
motherfucker.
Damn it. Yeah, now you made
come
it
on,
fucking
man.
Sad. God damn it.
Yeah, all the time.
By
every single day.
It'd be embarrassing to say. God.
The theater kids. Was it theater kids?
No.
I'm just guessing. You said it's embarrassing. Well, who is it?
you really mean to tell you?
Yeah, why not?
A guy named Brian and then this girl named Emily bullied me a lot.
Were they dating?
No, just separately
why?
Bullies.
Why did they do that?
What would they bully you about?
Did you fucking smack them both
Emily
in the
mouth? Made fun of me a lot for my shoes. I wore green shoes once.
No, dude.
Are you actually serious?
And you didn't learn?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
No, Ryan, you don't have to say that. Now it's fucking sad, dude.
Oh, dude.
That's exactly what he said in fucking high school, too.
Yeah.
Good one, guys.
The shoes do look like
awesome,
Peter Pan
Brian.
Shoes.
Yeah, another sick burn.
You're the coolest, man.
Okay. What age was this?
16.
You were getting bullied for green shoes at 16?
Yeah, well, it was one of those, like, shoes popular girl, and I was like, pretty nerdy, and I was in choir, and I remember her coming up to me and being like, Why are you wearing those shoes? They're ugly. They're green.
You should have said, how about you shut up, bitch? That's what you should have said.
Didn't have that confidence.
You should have. That's what you should have said. If you can go back in time, you should say that.
Okay.
Probably because these shoes are fucking awesome. Why do you have so much gum when you smile? That's what you should have said. Just make up some shit, gaslighter. God, your teeth are so small. You should have said. Your hair's weird. God, okay. Yeah. You're popular. Whatever.
Yeah, burn from the chick with the small head.
Right, guys? And then you have to say, right guys? Yeah, and everyone's like,
sure, yeah.
They're afraid to say it. They don't want to comment on your small teeth and your small head.
You realize everyone calls you donkey breath behind your behind your back, right? Just some real heinous shit.
No, you know, you do like, hey, like, I never say this, but like, prefacing something with that.
I'm not this kind of person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not this kind of person.
Hit with that or hit with like, like nobody else, like, we're cool, but like,
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't think you're a big deal, but people hate you.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what they're saying, but like, honestly, a lot of people don't like you.
I know we do like the shoe thing.
Your teeth are fine. They're not too small.
Yeah, exactly. People call you like corn on the cob teeth all the time, and like I don't think it's like I don't know, like I'm just the messenger. So
I don't
whatever.
Agree. Like your teeth aren't that small.
But you have to do that like a week or two later.
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, and then you come back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of shoes were they? Is there anything about her or him, Brian, that you remember distinctly that made them suck?
Oh, it's just their personalities.
Yeah, but what was physically wrong with them?
You can definitely tell this was like the nerdy guy who got picked on. He's like, it was just really like just their moods and their personalities, like what I didn't like about them. Like,
Well, in high school, you're popular if you're hot. And so they were both.
That's not true. I was extremely obese and I was really liked. I had a great time in high school.
Because you had a good personality, though.
Okay, that's true. My personality was hot.
What did Brian go on to do?
Realty. I bet you anything it's realty. Yeah, almost every single douchebag I knew in high school was just like, I mean, I'm like moving houses right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to her?
No.
Realty. Probably. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I've met a single person that's happy that's been in like a realtor.
I just realized, hold on, this is distracting me because this chair is broken.
Yeah.
And I just realized, I'm pretty sure this is the same chair from like the old studio.
Yeah, it is.
And you have 20 fucking cameras.
Yeah.
And nobody's bought a new chair.
We got to think about our priorities here. All right.
Yeah. Well, DJs usually stand up.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm not used to like sitting.
Yeah.
Usually I'm like. Especially not jumping.
Yeah.
And waving your arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Headbangers.
Yeah, little gremlins are trying to get fucking lit tonight.
Yeah.
Headbangers, where you at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you some videos after the pod. It's pretty.
I can't wait. I'm going to immediately get into the culture of it.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah, I'm going to be a, what do they call them, dub heads? What's like a dubstep? Fanatic?
Headbangers, dude.
So they're just
legitimately,
headbangers.
That's
headbangers.
What people call them.
That's kind of misleading. I feel like that's like more of like a rock thing, right?
That's what you think,
Ryan, did anyone else bully you?
Dang, dude.
Ryan's just like, oh, cool. Time's up, guys. Yeah. Therapy hour for Ryan.
You know what? Yeah. I'm officially putting my foot down on this subject. Fucking down, dude.
I just want to know if it, like, many people hated the green shoes or just these two people?
No. The green shoes specifically was one instance with Emily.
Got it. Who made, like, what brand of shoe?
I think they were Adidas, but.
Green Adidas aren't bad though.
I bet you anything, they're probably very normal shoes.
Yeah. No, I can picture now. Even if they're all green, that's normal.
But in my mind, in my heart, I really, really wish that they were like some Peter Pan shoes.
Yeah.
He's like,
big,
what
like,
about them?
Yeah.
Bells on the end of them. Everyone else is like, cool shoes, Ryan. Like trying to be supportive. He's like, thanks. And one girl's like, those are fucking lame.
I was bullied in high school.
Your mood is so sour.
I was bullied, guys. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man. Do you have a picture of them? Like, yo, those suck, man.
They're pretty normal shit.
They were just a couple of normal shit kickers.
Oh, that's so sad, Ryan. Yeah. Can I see them?
Even that'd be kind of lit, honestly. Yeah. I imagine Ryan walking around with some like basketball shorts on with those. That'd be tight, dude. Some ankle socks. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're probably like those. Just point out which ones they were. Right.
Yeah. We're gonna scroll really slow, and we want you to just point at the screen ones. Whenever you're ready.
You were in high school when 1970. Damn.
They probably won't be on here. They were more athletic type shoes.
Ryan's just going to class in cleats. Full on. Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing? I got work after school today. Working like Arby's in cleats. Beef and cheddar to go. Thank you.
Oh. Ryan just slipping everywhere because they have no grips. And he does this mild puddle. He's just annoying. Just
whoa.
Sorry, Ryan.
Damn. I think it's fucking disgusting, this conversation.
Do you actually?
That's my boss, dude. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a stern talking to after this.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Damn, Ryan just boots us all with cleats. Just in the back of the fucking head.
His office. Here's the fucking thing, guys. It's all good and fun for a little bit. But he went overboard.
He's like,
talk about the cleats again.
He's like, we don't talk about Brian and Emily because they're not alive anymore. I kicked them right through the heart.
Do you fucking catch my drift? Yeah. Please answer.
Got a pair of cleats in his office. They have just blood stains on
each. Yeah, and like a shadow box or whatever the fuck it is.
Damn it, bro.
What another riveting episode of Stretch and Fade. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Hey, Ovi, was it a good episode?
And Ovi, give us a big yeehaw if you thought the episode was good.
Yo, yeah.
She gave you the honest truth right there. She's like, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, I mean, it's a no. Yeah. That's okay. I thought it was magical.
She knows we're coming for her next week. I'm not going to be here. Yeah.
No, we don't fuck with Ovi.
No. Yeah, just be mean.
It'd be uncalled for. I think it's just you're pushing too many boundaries and buttons. Yeah. Just to say.
Well, Ovi actually works, but Ryan. Yeah. No, we're kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Is that it?
He's done.
Are we done? All right, good?
Yeah, cool.
We good?
Dude, Spock, thanks for jumping in. I don't know. I thought it was funny, his whole experience. You know, I don't have to justify it.
Yeah, don't justify
it. Please don't justify it.
Yeah.
You're going to be tuning in, though, to this episode. Right?
Yeah, you're definitely going to listen to this episode. Yeah.
All the comments are going to be like, this is the worst 48 minutes of my life.
Oh, bro.
Blacklist.
Podcasting. Yeah. I tune into this podcast for pure comedy, and then Spock comes in and talks about top 40s and what was a hellhole 48 minutes, dude. Yep.
All right, man. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Ryan. We love you, man.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry we went so hard on your shoes, dude. I genuinely feel like, damn, it's not fun anymore. I want to drag this out because Hunter looks done, and I just want to keep it going.
I feel like I have nothing left to give. The silence is so uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not, dude.
You're just bombing. It's okay.
I don't know these people as well as you do. So
why are you being weird, dude?
I feel like I'm gonna have a panic attack. So,
oh, let's keep going then. Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you. We'll see you on next week's episode. Goodbye.
Bye.